This mass exodus of Mogadishu's residents began on May 7th. That is when the Al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam militia groups jointly launched attacks against government forces in several districts of the Somali capital. Tens of thousands of civilians have fled to the Afgoy corridor, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. They joined about 400,000 other internally displaced people who fled from previous conflicts and are living in makeshift shelters. UN refugee spokesman Ron Redmond says the UNHCR is greatly concerned about their plight. He says these homeless people are packed into a small, congested strip of land with little or no basic facilities.
Our local partners in Somalia report that domestic humanitarian organizations are overstretched and struggling to meet the basic needs of the newly arrived. There's a lack of adequate shelter, of sanitation facilities, and of clean drinking water. The situation has grown worse following recent torrential rains. The lack of sufficient latrines poses a major health risk.
Redmond says the continued fighting and worsening security situation in Somalia is hampering the timely delivery of assistance from the port of Mogadishu to Afgoy and other parts of Somalia. He says this is worsening one of the world's worst humanitarian crises.
This week's scheduled distribution of 4,000 UNHCR aid kits in Mogadishu and outlying areas, for example, had to be postponed due to security concerns. In addition to the latest, due to the latest incidents in Baidoa and Wajid, where militants occupied and looted two UN compounds yesterday, our assistance efforts in the adjacent region have virtually ground to a halt.
The militant Al-Shabaab group has forced three UN aid agencies to leave Baidoa, branding them as enemies of Islam. The United Nations confirms the three agencies have suspended their humanitarian operations in Somalia. The World Food Program was not asked to cease its operations. A spokeswoman says WFP is continuing to feed 3.5 million hungry people in Somalia. But she notes it is becoming more difficult and more dangerous for WFP to carry out its humanitarian mission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.